Taking a look first at your news for today. Sanilac County's Watertown Township's Board of Trustees is considering taking legal action against a board member. The township's legal counsel advised the board to take action against Treasurer Sheila Coates for alleged malfeasance, negligence, and not fulfilling the financial duties of her office. Because some irregularities were found in the township's finances, the board decided that a forensic audit was necessary, which was done last month. Allegedly, that prompted the township's attorney to recommend legal action. And in other news, construction of the new Port Austin Pavilion is moving forward steadily, even amid the cold and snowy conditions. Officials report that work has continued on schedule, highlighting the project's resilience despite the challenging winter weather. The new Port Austin Pavilion is expected to be completed by late summer of this year, with final inspections and landscaping scheduled for sometime in August. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Matthew N. Shears of Pigeon appeared for arraignment on February the 11th. Court documents show that Shears is facing three counts of larceny by conversion, along with two counts involving non-sufficient fund checks. Under a plea agreement, Shears has agreed to pay full restitution to the victims. Sentencing is scheduled for April 13th at 9 a.m. in Circuit Court. And in other news for today, Myers of Bad Axe has donated $950 in gift cards to Thumb Chapter of Michigan 178 of the Blue Star Mothers, a nonprofit organization that supports military families. The donation was presented by Rhonda Digg from Myers Human Resources Department to Lynn Shearhart, who is a member of the Blue Star Mothers. The gift cards will be used to help assemble Easter care packages for service members as well as their families. The Blue Star Mothers express gratitude for Meyer's support, which will assist in providing essential items and holiday treats to military personnel during the upcoming Easter season. The Blue Star Mothers of America organization was founded in 1947 and continues to provide support, advocacy, and outreach for families of active duty and veteran service members. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, February the 12th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.